The owners of little free libraries like to call themselves stewards because their book collections take on a life of their own. That's what Kara Finnegan found out when she set up her little free library last year on her front lawn in a quiet Champaign neighborhood. On the day I came by, the book assortment ranged from Stephen King and Tom Clancy, the children's picture books, and a field guide to birds. Kara says at first she and her husband provided the books for their little free library, inviting others to take a book or leave their own.
Within a couple of days, things disappeared and appeared. And it was really fun to kind of see people discover it, and nobody quite knew what this was and what it was supposed to be. It like suddenly belonged to the neighborhood. And so in there right now, there's maybe four or five books that I know came from us. Everything else is things people bring by.
Kara Finnegan says she's had no problems with vandalism or even inappropriate books being left at her little free library, which looks a bit like an oversized birdhouse mounted at eye level with a big front window, actually a door, that reveals the books inside. It's listed on the Little Free Library website along with two others in Champaign. Mike Lehman's little outdoor library on his front lawn in Urbana is not listed because he thinks of it as something different, a news box. It's a two-level box with a shelf for books, but also a separate box for pamphlets, newspapers, and community notices.
My idea is getting information out there that people can, you know, decide for themselves where to get their information, what to think about that information, the media and stuff. That's a good thing to do, is to think about what's in your media.
While Kara Finnegan ordered a pre-built little free library online, Mike Lehman built his own, adding a bench and a small trash can to make it more inviting. Another little free library in Mohammed is made from a newspaper vending box. It's not in someone's front yard, but outside Sangamon Elementary School. It's looked after by school librarian Amy Webb, who says she fills it with donated books, children's books only, to give kids an extension and even an alternative to the school library.
And also, like I said, books that we don't necessarily have in our collection. In our collection, we don't maybe have some of the Disney princesses type books or the books based on TV shows, but in here we do. So it's something a little different than they would find in their school library.
Donated books also fill the four little free libraries built from scrap materials by students from Heartland Technical Academy for the Barclay Public Library District west of Decatur. Librarian Lacey Wright says that at a time when the Internet is changing the way many people read, the low-tech, no-rules little free libraries have their own special appeal.
They're cute little miniature houses that hold fun materials, and I think that unique aspect of it is just what draws people. And people who like to read love to share their favorite books. They want to tell somebody about it. And there's still a lot of people that buy books, clearly, because we keep getting donations. They keep bringing them to us.
While the love of reading plays a role, another reason that the little free libraries have taken off may be that physical books have an appeal that books read from a screen do not. So says Judith Selly, who set up a little free library on her lawn in Decatur's South Shores neighborhood.
There's something about holding a book in your hands and turning the pages. And it's been shown that small children, when they have the advantage of turning the page in their brain, it sets up neural pathways, and it's part of the learning process of coordination. I know the e-books, you swipe the page, but it's not the same as turning a page, that physical motion.
The Internet and its impact on us is still growing, but the little free library stewards that I talked to all said they plan to keep them going indefinitely. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.